Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Okay, welcome back to the finance show, tiptv.co.uk, sponsored by Trade Signaler. I'm joined by an old friend of mine, somebody I've known for 20 years now. I think I've finally managed to buy him around in that time, quite recently. But Ian Foster of BeAWinningTrader.com, how are you today?
Not too bad, Zach. Good morning to you.
Right. Yeah, we've known each other a long time, and the markets, I wish we could go back to the 90s.
Indeed, you're quite correct.
It was much easier then, weren't they?
Well, it appeared to be. Sometimes we made it difficult also, you know.
I know, yeah, but then exactly, that's right. It was so easy then. But let's have a look at some of the markets you brought in today, because I think the Dow, I mean, this is a joke, isn't it?
Well, I mean, what I've highlighted in this chart, like, it's just amazing, like, to think that you can see there a 780-point rally in 3 days. And I mean, from a technical analysis point of view, we're just looking at three, being able to read a single vertical bar correctly, and you would have got that amount of points.
And just in case you missed the first one, there was the second one. In case you missed the second one, there was the third one.
The third one. And then, even then, there was the retracement. And you can see then, it all started again then with an outside vertical bar to the upside.
The retracement was, he didn't even go below that final bar. So the only place to put the stop loss was below that third one. So, I mean, you couldn't even get stopped out.
No. You didn't get
Amazing.
A chance.
Yes. And then the final thing, which the final insult was the broke 18,000, which is a level that everybody it needed to break. There was a resistance line there and everything else. And it broke it and didn't even bother coming back and testing its support, stopping everybody out, doing this, or nothing. Just a clean, easy...
Right. But both you and I know that that is the way when people are on the other side... you know, don't follow the herd. It's very hard not to.
I suppose it was the Brexit bear trap.
Yes.
And once you knew that, I think probably when it got back above that May low, I can't remember what the May low was, but let's say it's 17,300 something, I think it was.
Yes.
That was it. That was the bear trap. And
You can see. I mean, even with change trend as far as the charts go, when you see just to the bar to the left of that blue arrow. Where we come up, made like a double top, came back down, broke the previous low. What does that mean, lower lows? Technically speaking, the next retracement would indicate a lower high, but we just, you know, cleared it completely and made a new world record if it was the high jump.
So now, no point looking for any sell, just keep going
well,
with
it. Well, we have to, you know, you cannot, you know, I was doing a live trading room yesterday, and one of our members asked me the question, whether he was trading the S&P 500, is it ready to make a retracement? Well, I says, look, you know, just trade what you see, because if you don't trade what you see, you're in trouble. And I mean, it's the same as, you know, with these particular signals here that we're looking at. If, from a trader perspective, and you want, providing you have a methodology which you can limit your initial loss to being, you know, quite small, get on to the, you know, if there's a buy signal, a bull signal, buy signal, whatever you want to call it, get on it, you know, and take it. At this minute in time, we just have to see what it's going to do. Yes, as our next chart will show, there's certainly a little bit of consolidation going on here.
I mean, but trading what you see is difficult enough. Trading what you believe or hope is just ruin, isn't it?
It is. It's key because, I mean, and then another bad thing, Zach, that you and I know both, sometimes people listen to news items. My dear mum, God rest her, many's the time used to say to me, Ian, after reading or listening to the evening news, she'd ring me up all concerned, you know, because she knows I was trading. Are you in trouble today, or what? Has things been bad? I says, Mum, that's old hat. That news that happened, it turned around this morning. You know. Yeah. So again, it goes back to the, you know, the news item. And so many people, you're it's better just
a
being
sterling blinkered. Slump, panic stock market.
Of course, yes.
And, you know, it's up 3% or something
that's
like that.
That's correct. Yes. But what I've done here, Zach, in the 1 hour chart of the Dow, you can see the two key levels, and we have went now for a number of days here. We have went sideways, but that's the levels I believe it needs to break. And yesterday, it went down prior to the announcement yesterday evening, then rallied and then come off a little bit again. So
fill the gap 18,390 and then back up again.
Yes. So I mean, I think today is key, but it does look, any retracement, if we do get a retracement at this stage, any retracement at this stage, I think it is actually a buying opportunity, believe it or not, you know. I know the volumes perhaps haven't been there, but look, if volumes come back into it, you can't just trade on low volume or on the assumption of low volume that this is not true, because all of a sudden high volumes come back into it and you're sitting high and dry just because it was somebody says, oh no, this is going up on low volume. You can't do that, you know.
Okay.
The next chart I've just looked at again was the FTSE. You can see there the horizontal red line I've indicated. Again, the FTSE, it traded for a few days within the range post-Brexit on that Friday. And then once it broke that there, that was a key indication. You know, once it broke it and any retracement after that. And again, we got a retracement and an outside vertical bar. And the FTSE's like, I mean, it's made a heck of a move also, like, you know. So I think what was very key there was it actually breaking the Friday trading post-Brexit, the high of that there. That was key because it actually didn't break the low, so it didn't achieve a price action objective. And when it does the complete opposite to what technically it's supposed to do, that can be quite a strong signal on the opposite direction. And obviously, looking back now, it very much so was, you know. So again, the FTSE, if you look, I haven't brought a chart with me today, but again, if you look at the smaller time frames, you can certainly see a consolidation. But that doesn't mean to say that it's not going to break out of that consolidation and go higher, you know, but you just have to be aware of these things from a trader's perspective.
Okay, next up, cable.
Cable, yeah. Now, what I've done with cable here, you can see the levels yesterday at 134.78. That there is the level that I believe that cable really needs to clear, and that is in a weekly chart. And the reason I say that was because the high of 2 weeks past, the high was 134.78. And we've been trading last week and this week so far within that range, I believe. I don't think we've broken out of that this morning. So that is key for cable. Now, the low of that week, which I think is about 128 or 128.48, if memory serves me correct, that also would be support. So if cable does take another plunge down, it's very hard. Technically speaking, it's trying to go higher, but the fundamentals are holding it back, and probably because of next week's announcement with the Bank of England, etc. That's having definitely having a negative effect on letting it go higher at this stage. But you know, it does look stronger, I have to say, than our next charts that we're going to look at later on of the euro. And I think cable is an area where we could be sort of retracing quite a bit. You know?
Okay, next chart.
Well, again, what I've just done is show the four-hour chart again with our indicator on it, which it's quite a simple indicator, but it does indicate buying and selling pressures. And the key that and the reason I've actually shown this chart was because if you take a look to the very last bar on the right, it had come out of the selling pressure and was going into the neutral bias on a four-hour chart. Now, we know a lot of traders trade currencies and Forex on four-hour charts, and that was the point that I wanted. It had broken out again. You can see, Zach, there with the two horizontal lines where it had been consolidating. It had broken out of that, and then it had went green yesterday evening. So that is why any retracement in cable, as I speak, I would be looking probably to buy cable on any retracement.
Okay, next up.
Again, the euro, US dollar, the euro dollar chart. You can see it's a weaker chart in my opinion, because you can see the large outside vertical bar to the downside on the weekly chart there with the euro US dollar, and we're trading within that range now, Zach, and we haven't broken out of that range. And I do not think that the euro. I think there's more weakness, further weakness in the euro. I know it's taken off to the upside as our next chart. We'll see. But again, it has quite a bit to travel on the upside before you're going to get into a longer or a medium-term bullish stance in the euro. That is my opinion at this stage. Again, it can change the way the charts change, but you only can trade what you see in front of you, and that is my take on that. It certainly, if it broke the low of that weekly chart about, 3-4 weeks ago, and then I started to have buying pressure coming into it, that would give me more. I'd be more confident of the euro perhaps rebounding and being stronger overall. And again, the next chart just shows you both the daily chart. It is exactly showing you the two key levels that the weekly chart showed. And you can see the large daily bar post-Brexit, and again, you can see where we've been trading, Zach, within that. So there's a heck of a journey, in my opinion, for us to go. There's plenty of room to trade, but there's for the medium term, there's quite a journey there for it to actually travel to the upside. Again, you can see after the news last night, I took this snippet again, a four-hour chart, coming out of the selling pressure in the euro, the green bars appearing neutral, they will then, you know, that could possibly turn into the buying pressure being confirmed in a four-hour chart. I don't know what it's done this morning.
I think it's gone up today. So,
yes.
There we are. But on that note, Ian Foster, Director at BeWinningTrader.com, thank you very much for coming today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.